the Pearl series, which we'll be listening to in just a minute. We have a delicious half an hour to go. But this is an extraordinary project that you did with a dear friend of both Stephen and myself, Elliot Fisk, the guitarist. Tell us about the Kowitz Konix project, but not too long because we want you to sing and also get in here and talk about these other things.
Sure. Well, this is this piece, Kowitz Konix, is written by Ralph Yusuf Gavlik, who actually hails from Germany but is now living in Boston and is on faculty at Boston College. And both he and Elliot had a deep, deep attachment to Käthe Kollwitz, who was an artist who had left leanings, like practically, I would say, communist, during the First World War and Second World War, when the fascists in Germany were, you know, very much prosecuting anyone with communist leanings. So she, in her artwork, created images about of women and children who were basically undergoing great suffering because of the war and because of other kinds of oppression. She drew pictures, beautiful, beautiful portraits of starving or dead, and in one case, at least I saw, raped women. And those images, of course, are not the kinds of things that the art galleries, the museums, put on coffee cups and sell, like like Manet. But they are right up there with Rembrandt. And they're taught in Germany, both the artwork and also her kind of philosophical, humanistic position in the war, her heroism in the face of that fascist prosecution.
And when you think about the women and children crossing our borders now and everything that's happening,
indeed,
couldn't be more timely.
So that project, very dear to our hearts, and Elliot and I recorded that a couple years ago, and it's now out on Musica Omnia as part of a set in which I think there's also a DVD that that you can watch interviews with Elliot, myself, and the composer about how it is that we went about creating this. Of course, the composer is the most important. He took self-portraits from Käthe Kollwitz in each phase of her life and translated them into music. And the text that you will hear is Käthe Kollwitz's own words from her journals, and
amazing,
each corresponding to that time period. So at this very first movement that we'll be performing for you from 1888 is very kind of optimistic and positive because she hasn't undergone the travails of the two world wars. She actually didn't live to see the end of the Second War. So, you know, she lost both her children to war as soldiers. She actually sent the first son off and then felt tremendous guilt for the rest of her life. Her second son also killed in the war. And this first movement is actually the most optimistic. and it kind of goes downhill from here. But, you know, just as Kollwitz was very forthright about portraying the less wonderful things that humans do and their results, Ralph has also illuminated those really difficult parts of being a human being in the most beautiful music. And it's now something like 50 minutes long.
Yeah.
And a huge challenge for the guitarist. So I was so fortunate that Steve Thatchick was willing to take that challenge. We live together here in the LA area, and we're now touring that piece.
Yeah, performing this piece for a guitarist is, we don't get a lot of opportunities to play something that's over 7 or 8 minutes, but to perform something that is 50 minutes long and to have that experience of a major work as a guitar player is a rare treat and honor, especially when it's music that I find, it's romantic for me in the way that Henze is romantic, and but I also find that the language of it is somewhat accessible, though modern. And we've had the experience where we've done this in places where I didn't expect it to go over, and I think the journey that the piece takes you on is incredible, and I feel that every time that we perform it.
Well,
so it's a rare work for me.
Trying to find a performance for you right here in Southern California eventually.
We'll go to your house.
Well, yeah, everyone who's ever heard this, and also the composer and Elliot, have said this is kind of a monument. It's a real guitar monument. It's enormous, and each movement has been so carefully crafted by Ralph. So we're so fortunate, and I feel really blessed to be part of the premiere and the recording.
So those voices, ladies and gentlemen, that is Steve Thatchick on guitar and Anne Harley, the soprano. They will now perform for you from Studio B the first movement of the Kolek-Skolnik Cycle by Ralph Joseph Kolek. You're listening to The Global Village. It's live from KPFK.
Oh,
live from Studio B. The voice of Ann Harley, the guitar.